You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. What is up, beautiful souls? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep on coming back, what's going on? How are you? How is life? How is summer? How is everything? How is this massive shit show of 2020 treating you? I'm so glad that you guys are here. I'm so glad that you guys come back. Ugh, I just love each and every one of you guys. You guys make this so fucking easy for me, so enjoyable. I love what I do. I love the conversations I have. I love my guests. I love these topics. And I love you guys for loving them. If you are enjoying this podcast, if it's helping you, if it's giving you tools or tips or tricks or just letting you feel not so alone on your spiritual journey, if you can head on over to iTunes and write a 5-star review, I would really appreciate it because those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. But before you go ahead and click submit, make sure you take a picture or a screenshot and send it to hello@ericarusso.co, no M, so I can send you my soul alignment activation just as a thank you because, you know, I appreciate you guys taking the time out of your busy lives to go ahead and write me a review and this podcast a review. I love you guys. So in this episode, I wanted to give you guys some tools because let's be real, right? When it comes to intuition, first off, I'm just going to make a generalized statement, all right? Intuition is your birthright. Whether you believe you are intuitive or not, you have intuition. I like to call intuition because so many people are like, what exactly is intuition? For me, I feel like the easiest way to put a definition to intuition is it's an internal guidance system, right? We're not quite sure where it comes from. Is it our guides talking to us? Is it our higher self? Is it psychic information? And it's very, and I know that it's very confusing because essentially, even with all of this information that we have on intuition and psychic abilities and mediumship and all of this esoteric wisdom that is out there for us, we still really don't know what intuition is. You know what I mean? We do know, but we don't have that logical, scientific explanation for it. We just know that every single human being has it and it's powerful and it works. It saves us. It allows us to be connected to our higher soul, to that internal wisdom that allows us to really live a beautiful life. And whether we listen to it or not, it's there. It's there for us. And I have just realized through my own journey and through, you know, my crazy spiritual awakening and my path, I realized that this thing, this intuition, whatever you want to call it, is so fucking important to know about. It is so fucking powerful. It can transform your life if you allow it to. If you allow yourself to live an intuitive lifestyle, listen to it because it's never wrong. It's always there to guide us and protect us and to allow us to really live our best life. Our biggest problem, okay, and I'm sure like everyone better agree with this because we're all human here, is learning to trust it. Okay, learning to trust it. Now, intuition can come in so many different ways, guys. Intuition can come in a feeling, a clear knowing, maybe even a turning of the stomach, or it's so universal, and we have to remember that. Okay, it doesn't come, it's not like a flick of a switch. Like everyone wants this, and they want their intuition to just kind of flick on when they need to know something, and that's not how it works. Intuition is universal, it is powerful, it is within each and every one of us, but it's going to use different ways, okay? It's going to use all of our tools to get that message across to us, if that makes any sense. Sometimes one way is stronger than the other, but there are so many ways that intuition can come through us. Sometimes it's a nice and positive thought that comes out of nowhere. Sometimes it's just a clear knowing, like a blockage, like maybe it's someone asking you to go out to dinner or something like that, and you're just not, but you like the person, but you are just not feeling it, like you'd rather just sit home and watch Netflix and, like, you know, chill, like. So it's going to use all of that, okay? It's going to use those gut feelings. It's going to use that clear knowing. It's going to use those really good feelings that make us feel so good. And that's when we know that that's our intuition, okay? And I've had plenty of episodes where I talk about the difference between ego and intuition. And one of them was actually, I had Dr. Allison Kraft on. She's amazing. It was a great show. And we basically talk about how we decipher ego from intuition. And it's as simple as, and this is how I say it all the time, intuition feels really good. Even if it's not that great, even if it's not that great of information, it feels good. It feels calm. It feels pure. It feels like there's nothing attached to it. It just comes when you need it to come. Where ego comes from a fear-based thought, okay? Ego is fearful. So if you are, I can go on and on and on about this. I need to create a course about this. That's what I need to do, because I'm so fascinated and obsessed with learning about the intuition and what science has about it and everything. But that's a story for a different day. In this podcast episode, I am going to talk about some tools that you can use to help you harness your intuition, to help you strengthen it, to allow you to understand how intuition speaks to you. Okay, so I'm going to give you five tools. So let's just dive right in. All right. So the first tool is subliminals. Okay, so I'm obsessed with subliminals. All of my coaching clients, everyone in the modern society knows this. Subliminals are essentially passive hypnosis. It's a really powerful, easy way to rewire your subconscious programming, okay, with very little effort on your end. I'm a busy bitch. I am really busy. We are all busy. A lot of us are moms. A lot of us have jobs and so much responsibilities where if I can find something that I don't have to, like, that it doesn't have to be so hard to incorporate into my daily life, you know, I am on that like white on rice. So subliminal recordings offer positive affirmations as suggestions to your subconscious on a very low volume. It depends on who makes this subliminal. Sometimes you can hear the affirmations in the background, but it's very, very light. Most of the times you can't. Usually it just sounds like meditation music or whatever the case may be, but there's positive affirmations that are recorded within the track that gives your subconscious just affirmations to help you rewire your brain, okay? I'm obsessed with them. I am obsessed with them. You can listen to them when you are cooking, driving, cleaning, working, meditating. Just incorporate it into your life. It's just like background music. So this is something that I absolutely love. And like I just love it because I mean, I'm not sure where you can pick up subliminals that have affirmations for like trusting your intuition, but I'm sure they're out there. Maybe I'll make some because I love making them. But yeah, stay tuned for that because that just gave me an idea. I basically have subliminals for everything when it comes to your mediumship development, becoming an empowered empath. Now I need to create subliminals for intuition, but that's on my to-do list, guys. But yeah, try to find subliminals that allow you to access your spiritual gifts, learn to trust them, learn to trust that your guides are always there, that you are a clear and open channel. That would be a really easy thing that you can incorporate into your life. Now, the second thing that I want to share with you is keeping tabs, okay? Like, we don't realize how accurate our intuitive feelings are until we actually keep tabs. You know, we've probably lived our whole life getting intuitive hits, but we've never actually, like, remember them because we don't put any energy into it. Like, we get these intuitive hits and then we just go on with our everyday. We find out that it was true or something like that, but we don't keep tabs on it. You know what I mean? And when I first committed to developing my psychic and mediumship skills, the first thing I did was I got an old binder and I made a section where I kept tabs on my accurate and non-accurate hits. When I talk about hits, I mean like when I get something accurate. Like if I have an idea of something or I feel I'm getting an intuitive hit and then I find out that it was true or it was accurate, I would put a tab in my accurate column. Right. So this was so, so, so powerful for me, guys, because when I'm a visual person is what I realized, you know, 33 years, I realized that like I learn best when I see it. I need to see it. I need to see examples and everything like that. And when I allowed myself to look at the accurate column and see like, wow, look at this. Like, look at all the hits I'm getting. Look, this is actually like legit. You know what I mean? When I saw it in physical form, it makes your comfort and confidence grow and become more real. You start trusting it. You start trusting yourself. You start trusting the unknown. And that's the biggest thing when it comes to developing your intuition, your, you know, and your spiritual gifts is like learning to trust it. Because it is like we live in a society where it's all like evidence, 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 logic, logic, logic. And when we're talking about the spiritual, like our gifts, our clairs, our lucid dreams, the way spirit speaks to us, there's no rational explanation for it. So we kind of revert back and we start saying like, oh my God, I'm going crazy. Oh my God, is this real? Or is this just my imagination? I truly believe that when we have vivid imaginations, that's really our clairvoyance, guys. That's our clairvoyance. Like I remember when growing up, like and I didn't realize this until I was like talking to my dad a couple of weeks ago, where we were just talking about strengths and everything like that. And he was saying like, every time you start a new grade, right, you get, you know, like the first week you get something sent home from the teacher asking the parents, like, can you tell me more about your child and how I can help them, you know, have a great year or something like that. And he said every year when it came home, I would always say that you had a vivid imagination. Like every single year, I would say like very creative, vivid imagination. And I kind of realized like when we were thinking about that, like I could spend hours just in my own head, even as a child, just creating these worlds of magic and just unicorns. And oh my God, I could just live in my imagination as a kid. And I feel that having that space that I can just access at any given time in my imagination, I feel like that really turned into psychic awareness and just being able to tap into different energies and stuff like that, because that's really what clairvoyance is. It's imagination. It's how you can use the power of your brain to create something within your own mind. I mean, how crazy is that? But yeah, so keeping tabs, I get like off on tangents, I swear to God, guys, but keeping tabs is super important. I say that everyone should do it if you are developing your spiritual or mediumship or whatever the case may be. So the third thing I want to share is finding a development circle. Now, you know, depending on where you are, it might be hard to find an in-person development circle. I know that there's a lot of places in the U.S. that don't really offer this kind of stuff, and it's very hard to find like-minded individuals who are into this stuff, and I get it, but there are a lot. If you do your searching and everything like that, there are development circles online. This might be harder for you, but for me, when I first really committed to developing my spiritual gifts, I guess you could say, is I found myself on meetup.com, saw that there was a spiritual development class/circle 45 minutes away from my house, every Monday at 7 p.m. I would drive the 45 minutes there and back each Monday for over a year, and I met some really amazing people along the way. And really having this outlet, having this place where I can practice my skills, practice giving, readings, practice, and learn to trust what I'm getting, I realized that this is the most powerful tool you can have if you are really, really committed to wanting to grow and enhance your spiritual gifts. Having a circle, having practice, having a place where other people are doing the same thing as you. Because when you are going through a spiritual awakening, when you are maybe realizing that you're an empath or that you have these gifts or everything's just coming full circle for you, there are so many thoughts that are in your head and you're just like, am I going crazy? Is this actually legit? Am I losing my fucking mind? Find a spiritual development circle, okay? I offer a spiritual development circle, and I am happy to say that starting in August, there's going to be 4 fucking spiritual development circles a month. I'm going to try to have them at different times so I can accommodate all the different time zones and everything like that, but there's going to be a weekly development circle, and you get a training a month, okay? This is the Modern Mystic Society. I talk about it often. Hannah, who is our resident astrologist, she is a part of it. She's absolutely amazing. We have such a great group of women. I am so honored to be a part of it. And it really is the safest place for you to grow your spiritual gifts, learn to trust yourself, find people that you can talk to about this stuff, because I know like a lot of people, they kind of are in the spiritual closet and they can't share what they know and share this piece of themselves with the people that are in their lives. Trust me, I've been there, I've done that. And this is a place where you can do that. So if you are interested, head on over to my website, check out the Modern Mystic Society, and go ahead, look at it, because on July 31st, that's in like a couple days, guys, the doors are closing. I'm not offering this until probably next summer. So get in now if you want to really have that tool, have that place where you can come and really just hone in on your intuition and everything like that. So journaling is the fourth thing I want to talk about. So this one does kind of fall in the same category as keeping tabs, but it kind of doesn't. So there is a reason why some of the most successful people in the world have a daily journaling practice. People like Tony Robbins, Oprah, Elon Musk, Rachel Hollis commit to a journal practice every single day. Why? Like, why? You know, you hear a lot of people in the spiritual community talking about the power of journaling, but this is the real reason why, because when we take the time and energy to write something on paper, we are putting more power into it, okay? We are now bringing those non-physical thoughts, those dreams, those desires into the physical realm where it is more tangible. It becomes more real. Journaling is a very personal experience and doesn't have to be like a diary entry unless you want it to be, okay? A lot of my one-on-one clients is like, how do I even start journaling? And I always say, like, don't put any rules to it. Allow it to flow through you. Maybe one day you need to do a gratitude rampage just to raise your vibration. Maybe another day it's talking about affirmations. Maybe another day it's just coaching yourself through some not so good feelings that are present with you at that time. You know, one of my favorite journaling practices is writing out personal affirmations and rules, and I'll share some of my personal examples below. So this is like, guys, I have a lot of affirmations. I have a lot of affirmations. I write in my journal every single day. I'm like a nerd when it comes to it. I'm just going to talk about some of my favorite affirmations that I use just for intuition. You know what I mean? For me to help myself trust what I'm getting, trust the receiving process. So some of my favorite are when I listen to my intuition, magic happens. Another one is when I come from a place of alignment and faith, everything falls into place. The more I trust my intuition, the more abundance I attract. The universe always has my back. And this is a big one. And I say, and the last one is just kind of what this is the one that I say before, prior to every reading. It kind of allows me to just open up and to put my muggle person, my Erica personality aside, and I just allow myself to be the channel. And this is, I am a clear and open channel in which spirit speaks through. Okay. And a bonus tip that I want to tell you is record yourself saying these affirmations on your phone. You should have, I think every smartphone has some sort of recording thing. If not, you can probably get a free download or a free app from your app store and record yourself saying these affirmations. And when you are going crazy, when you're like, oh my God, what is happening? Even if you just need a quick pick me up, right? Allow yourself to listen to these recordings every time you're doubting yourself or you need that immediate boost of confidence. It really is, there is something so powerful about our own voice stating these things out loud. It really is. I mean, affirmations are truly a remarkable tool if you allow it to, if you really allow yourself to open up and trust and believe the affirmation. So that's just a quick tool for you. And so the fifth tool I want to share with you guys is emotional freedom technique, aka tapping. So this is another powerful tool I incorporate in nearly everything that I do in my life. The emotional freedom technique is a form of counseling intervention that draws on various theories of alternate medicine, including acupuncture, neuro-linguistic programming, energy medicine, thought field therapy. In simple terms, it is the act of tapping on different meridians in your body while stating positive affirmations to yourself. So this has been a great tool to combat imposter syndrome and doubt and can be used for so many other things. Like I use it when I'm feeling agitated, when I'm feeling off. Sometimes even like if I have a headache or something along those lines, I try not to run to Advil. I try to, you know, get my peppermint oil instead and put it on my temples and then do a quick 10-minute tapping, and that works magic for me. So this is emotional freedom technique is absolutely amazing. There are a ton of resources out there for you. Check out YouTube. There are so many great people that do exercises for anxiety or something, but I'm sure that there is a tapping exercise on YouTube for you for imposter syndrome or doubt. So be sure to check that out. So those are my five favorite tools to help you trust your intuition, help you deal with imposter syndrome, because guys, we all go through it. We've all been there. You know, it's really, I know how hard it is. I've been there. I'm there sometimes. You know, I still question it. Sometimes I still fucking question what I get. We're human, okay? The biggest thing I feel like a lot of people, when they're developing their intuition, they'll kind of revert to like a perfectionist kind of thing, where it's like, if it's not the most accurate information, if it's not what you want the information to be or look like, you get down on yourself and you get hard on yourself. And at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you're picking up information, right? And I truly believe that with every reading, when you're getting a reading from a true light worker, you are going to get exactly what you need. You are going to get the information that you need to hear at that moment, okay? Whether it be, you know, just a gentle reminder of something, or if it's something, you know, that needs to be healed, you're always going to get what you need at that present time. Spirit's never going to, you know, spirit doesn't play that game, guys. Like, it just doesn't play that game. Like, I need more information. I need more information. No. Spirit's going to give you exactly what that person needs at that time. That's it. And even if it doesn't make sense to you, it made sense to the person. And then sometimes it needs to sink in and sometimes it needs to settle. But just remember that, you know, everyone wants more psychic information. Everyone wants more intuition. Everybody wants it, right? But at the end of the day, spirit is powerful. Spirit is magical. And it's going to give us what we need. It's never going to give us what we want. And I'm just going to leave you guys with that. I love you guys. Enjoy your week. Again, the Modern Mystic Society doors are closing on the 31st, and they're not opening back up until next year. So if you are seriously interested in joining, head on over to my website and sign up. Again, this is, and you can cancel at any time, guys, just so you know. You know, I'm not going to make you commit for the rest of your life. You can cancel at any time, but try it out. It's a great group of girls. I love each and every one of them. I love you guys. Have a great week, and I'll see you soon.